Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It was double the excitement as a double eviction ends in a double cross. Tonight, two house guests double date to the jury house and a powerful duo became a single before the night was over. Welcome to Double Eviction Night at the Big Brother After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Are we back on?
Did you think
what
we were
back on? Oh, hey. We're snapping today.
This is better
okay,
than...
Charles. I'm following you, buddy.
You know, I'm really... See, you're the best of all in the choreo. I'm back. I have to bring the choreo.
You really did. And
you guys are very on together.
Right. I told you I can't move my hands, even though I already did. I'm sorry. I just... It doesn't work. Hola, jury. Good evening, guys. I'm Bryce McClay, and welcome to the Big Brother After Show. It is day 79 in the Big Brother house, if you guys can believe it. And tonight, two house guests were sent packing. More on that in a minute. But first, let's introduce our panel, starting with Jessica Williams.
What's up? Woo! Nice. Hey, guys.
Gosh, that's actually in our studio.
Yeah, it's our live studio audience. Welcome, everyone.
Hi, I'm Christy Murphy. I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's so sad. And I'm Charles Connolly right here.
It's been so long since I've said my own name, I've forgotten how. But if I think about it, I am Charles Connolly. And it's great to be back. Hey, y'all.
Well, what's Cliff's name? Clifford Hogg.
Before the wife.
Yeah, but no, you used to say his full name.
Cliff Hogg the Third?
No, more than that.
Cliffany?
Cliffany. All right.
Before the wife, but wait, can we just say, what is this?
Oh, what is this?
I gotta know. What is this crisscross? Get that money!
I don't know.
He does it every time he wins.
He did it tonight.
Yes.
We'll talk about that.
EKG 143 or SKD or ABC.
You guys, if you haven't heard from my stellar intro, tonight is double eviction night, which means that a whole week of Big Brother is crammed into 1 hour.
Oh, crammed.
Crammed. So we're going to be talking about who got evicted. That's cramped. We were getting who got evicted, what went down beforehand, and most importantly, what happens next.
Law
and Order.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, guys. So just to bury the lead here, by a vote of 4-0, Jessica was evicted from the Big Brother house at the top of the hour.
I was like, I wasn't.
Not this, Jessica.
I got confused for a second.
You're close to being evicted from the panel. No. Oh.
Oh, Rachel's
evicted.
Gone.
I'll be evicted first.
I'm next, though.
Yeah, Rachel is gone. That's true. Rachel was evicted.
See, the men, they're always after the women.
It was Angela again, actually. Angela's joining us instead. And before the hour was up, by a vote of 3-0, Nicole manifested a Christy eviction. Guys.
Yes.
This episode was crammed with
us. It was good.
Crammed in there.
Really crammed. They should do this every week.
Yeah. I feel used.
How much more enjoyable would that be? But let's start with the first eviction. At the top of the hour, as I said, Jessica heads to the jury. So at this point, was this the right move for the house? I mean, really, was it the right move for Nicole, as we can probably attest?
To get rid of Jessica or get rid of Christy?
To get rid of Jessica.
Yeah. Sorry, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I mean, they both got out, so that's the goal. But yes, in that moment, I think because Cliff was up there. So Cliff is her partner, so she had no choice but to vote out Jessica, the whole house. You know?
Yeah.
I like the whole thing with the duos being left to kind of do their final six thing.
Yeah.
It was the right move to vote out Jessica because at that point, like, that's the obvious choice to get out. If you start to, like, go against, like, if you start to make a surprise move at that time in the game, that's a potential jury vote. Like, everybody was on board with getting Jessica out. So if you try to flip something and surprise somebody, that's going to make them bitter. So, like, if Mickey had, like, surprised Tommy or Christy and gotten them out, they would have been really bitter and voted against him or possibly Holly when it came down to final two. Mm-hmm. It would have just caused bitterness. Yeah. So, like, yeah, just get Jessica out. Keep everybody calm. Jessica herself understands. So, like...
Does she?
Well... Honestly, I don't think it was a surprise to Jessica that she was voted out, so I don't think she's bitter.
What do you think?
I think that I don't understand Jessica. Like, the whole season, I've wanted to relate to her. I've wanted to, like, be on her side, but she is so delusional to me. Like, her diary room sessions, I'm so blindsided. I feel so used. I've played the hardest game. Have you?
Where?
I mean, listen, where? That one HOH, and you got Jack out.
Yeah.
Yay!
That was a big move.
That was a big move. But that's like it. You never talk game with Mickey. I thought we were so close. I feel so betrayed. I feel like I'm the last person left. I feel like I'm targeted. Like I'm being bullied. Like I'm the last person not being chosen for a softball game. I'm like, girl, this is a game. You've never talked strategy with him. You don't have an alliance with anyone. You're just like a hot mess when it comes to choosing veto contestants, you know, and in general. But yeah, I'm looking at her. I'm just like, you're just really delusional. So I was ready for her to go.
I don't think she was playing as, like, she obviously wasn't playing as hard as everybody else. And Mickey's a charmer. Of course he's going to, like, establish a good relationship with you because he knows how to play the game. He's proven himself to be an amazing Big Brother player along mm-hmm. with everybody else in the final five, along with everybody in the final six, except for Jess. Like, I think that she just had this delusional outlook on where she stood in the house and how her social game was playing out. Because I think that she wasn't playing the section of, or the part of the game that everybody else was. And I don't even think she knew that she wasn't doing it.
Yes.
Yeah. I think so too. I will say that she did. I was finally watching the feeds for the first time ever. She was really vigorously campaigning to Nicole about and actually making solid points as to mm-hmm. why she should stay over Cliff. Obviously, but I mean, in the dialogue, and Nicole was really, this is where I thought her game strategy, and we'll get into that more later, but like mm-hmm. I thought that this was when I could tell that she was really starting to play, because I was like, is she serious? And then people were like, or no, Nicole.
Oh,
I was
Nicole,
like, because Nicole would be like, oh, that's actually a really good point. I have a lot to think about, blah, blah, blah. And she'd even said it to the camera. So I really thought maybe she was being for real. And I was like, God, that can't, she can't possibly go against Cliff. But basically, Jess was like throwing Cliff under the bus. Basically, like, if Holly wins, for example, she was like, if Holly wins, who would Holly put up? If Cliff isn't here, if I'm still in the house, she's definitely going to put me up mm-hmm. and Christy. But if I'm gone, who's she going to put? Like, she was making solid points. She also said she wouldn't put her up, but who cares about that?
Right, was this before or after? Win. This was after the veto.
This was after the veto. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is when Cliff is on the block at this point, and mm-hmm. so and she's campaigning, and Nicole's like, this. It is weird that it always comes back to Nicole. It seems like there's several evictions where she's like, I'm the swing vote. I'm mm-hmm. the vote that's going to evict someone. Mm-hmm. That's why I was going to ask you guys, because even though, because there was a lot of teetering, and I was reading today just online that, you know, Nicole was needed to tell. She was like, I have to tell Jessica that I'm going to vote her out. I'm scared, you know, I whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, I need to tell her, and I should probably tell her sooner rather than later and all this other stuff. And she was really going back and forth on and feeling really guilty and bad about it. But what's interesting is that although Nicole is probably the closest to her, it seems like if Nicole is in the final two, I just see Jess being bitter towards her.
Nicole?
Yeah.
No, I don't
You
see
don't
that.
Think so?
Mm-mm. No.
I do.
I think Nicole does a really good job at, like, hearing out the person who is potentially going home and making them feel like, yes, they do still have a chance and fighting is worth doing. And I don't think Jess is bitter toward Nicole at all for entertaining the idea that Jess could possibly stay. What is she going to do? Like, no, sorry, I'm definitely going to vote you out. Like, that would piss her off.
We do see that there is a difference between the edited version that we see and what mm-hmm. the live feeds are and how people's real emotions are. And like I just said, Jess is delusional. So though it may seem like, why would you be upset? Maybe she would be. I don't know.
I think Jess didn't know what was going on, to be honest. Yeah, I love her, but I don't think she knew what was going on.
Probably, yes.
And not to just, like,
she
you thinks, know,
she thought everybody was still going after
her. Not to make her insignificant, but her vote, she's not going to have a sway in jury. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, her vote's her vote. But I do want to say that we do have I'm sorry, just keeping it real. But we are live in our live chat, and you guys are chattering, chit chat. And we see you. And if you're listening and you don't know where to go to engage in this conversation, please go to our YouTube live stream, and on the side, join the chat. Shout out to Shelby Anderson. She was the first one that entered our chat today and was so excited, and she hoped for a shout out. And secondly, Sherry Lawson, someone different. She has an interesting opinion. She said, not a smart move by Nicole. Jackson has won more than four comps. She has left all the stronger players in the house than her, which is Jackson, Holly, and Tommy. And Jackson and Holly are ruling Cliff and Nicole.
So in terms of getting Christy out, not the smart move.
Because Cliff won the veto, they should have taken her off and backdoored Jackson.
I think that that was so much...
she feels.
Right. I think, and she's right when she says that Mickey and Holly are running Cliff and Nicole. Mm-hmm. I think that's why she got Christy out, is because she, for so long, had been hearing this message from Holly and Mickey, like, Christy needs to go, Christy needs to go. Christy's who we want to go. Mm-hmm. So whenever it was in that rushed mindset of like, who do I get out? Who's my choice? I think the only message that kept ringing in her head was like Holly and Mickey's voice saying Christy needs to go.
You're saying Nicole. But you know what? I'm going to say one thing. I was actually impressed with her in that moment. And it's going to be so small, but I just want to say it. When Mickey and Holly were talking to her, before it went to commercial, and he's like, yeah, so who should we get out? And she's like, I don't know. And he goes, Christy. She goes, well, let's just see how the veto plays out. And he's like, okay. After the veto plays out, Cliff comes in, and she says to Cliff, who do you think we should get out? And Cliff says, Christy. She says, done. And I think she was smart because she's listening to her direct partner. When Mickey told her, she was like, let's just see so that she can keep an open mind. But I was like, oh, that's smart. You go, you align yourself with who your duo is. Though he was influential, I think that if Cliff would have said something different, then it would have been perhaps a different result.
Right. Because the only thing that I saw was when she won HOH and they ran into the boat room. Mm-hmm. And Christy was like, go, Cliff, go, like, talk to her. And he goes in. And, like, they had already established the consensus that Christy was going to go. Mm-hmm. Because Cliff didn't even say anything. He was like, I think that she's the choice.
I think this is the right choice, move.
The right move. Mm-hmm. So, you just need to be prepared who's going to go up if she wins the veto. So, I just think that the message of Christy going home was hammered home so many times.
Right.
That's true. Cliff and Nicole both were like, had it in their brain. I think Nicole might have had like a couple of more days to think, maybe she would have determined like, Tommy's the stronger competitor. And after this, it's going to be either Christy and Tommy against four.
Right.
So who is the better chance?
Yes. I totally agree.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I actually did think that it was great jury management by Nicole to tell Christy, hey, just so you know, you might see yourself on the block, but just trust, because she knows she doesn't have a vote if Christy's leaving. She can't determine that. She has to just say, I'm putting you on the block. That's what it is. And I feel like she really covered a huge base with Christy there. Now, granted, I do think that, was she right to target Tommy and Christy over Mickey and Holly? I'm still like you, and I think we should debate this because I don't, and I think we've already started, but I just don't understand. I don't know what the right answer is with that. They're both strong duos.
It's the right choice, I think.
You think so? To Mickey and... Christy and Tommy.
Yeah.
To target them.
I mean, Nicole had a Final Four deal. She can't, like, go against her Final Four to risk two jury votes against her. That would have been a big stab in the back. And Holly and Mickey would have been infuriated.
Mm. Yeah.
And they would have definitely voted against Nicole if she were to be sitting in those final two seats.
Yeah. And found a way to get back in it. I don't know. I mean, I agree. I think that Mickey and Holly were very smart in finally choosing two people who were loyal, from the start, like Cliff and Nicole. Their word is their word. And, you know, and at the same time, they did kind of help. I mean, Cliff had no choice. He was going to go home. And so when he made that deal, it was on his life. Just like when Christy made that deal to be a pawn, it was on her life. Mm-hmm. She has been expired. She should have been out. This is her fifth week on the block. How does that even happen?
So
I think it was smart for her. Now, Christy, and honestly, people are going to vote either who they like or who they respect as a player. And to be quite honest, Tommy and Christy are more in the same category as Nicole. Holly and Mickey are strong players that people may have resentment for. But these other people are likable, so it is smarter to get out people who are like you, more likable.
Yeah.
Also, I have to say, I think it is a good sign for, like, Nicole, Cliff, and Tommy, and maybe Holly, that Christy said, Mickey's going to win the game. Because I think by her saying that, she was saying, I don't want Mickey to win the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I think that was really
like, warning.
So if it comes down to Mickey, I don't think he's going to get Christy's vote, regardless of who he's sitting next
to. Absolutely. Well, also that she didn't think, that Christy said that she didn't think, what do you think about that? Let's talk about that for a second. Do you think Christy was right when she said to Julie that Mickey's going to win the game? Do you think that she's? Do you think that that's going to happen?
No, I don't think it's going to happen.
I think that there's a high possibility that he's going to win the game. And honestly, I kind of want him to. And really? Yeah, like that's.
Mm-hmm. That's big.
Shocker. And because he's played such a damn good game. Like he has. He's won every time he's had to win. He's used people. I mean, even as much as it sucks, the shift that happened with like Kat being in his life, he's like, okay, no, and trying to filter out and remove Jack because he saw him as being unloyal and toxic. Like he has played a good game, and even though to me he doesn't have the best social game because he is a jerk, he still manages to.
And we'll get into that.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait. So what I do each year is try my hardest to separate the personal from the game, unless the personal is just so like either racist or so like really like targeted to, you know, just like the pit of a horrible human being. But if it's like, okay, you're a douchebag, but you're playing the game, then I'm like, okay. Kind of like last year, I was with Jessica and
Cody.
And Cody. You know, I was rooting for them. So I think he's played a good game, even though, I do. Yeah. Cliff has played an amazing game, too, so I want Cliff to win, too.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
there
it's
are so
hard.
Many different ways. There's so many different ways to
one
play
one of them I want.
A good Big Brother game. So, like, there's playing a good game by winning everything, and then there's playing a good, more thoughtful game by still surviving when you're at the receiving end of everybody's wins. Mm-hmm. So, like, both Cliff and Mickey are playing totally different games, but they're both good and worthy of a win. Yes. Same with Nicole.
And like, Tommy.
And Tommy. They're all playing good games, essentially.
I would not, personally, I wouldn't put Jessica,
no.
Holly nor Nicole in that category. I could see, I agree with adding Tommy to it because he's done very well. And he has won stuff and has taken risks to save his friend. Yeah, so I'm going for Mickey, Cliff, or Tommy.
I disagree with you about Holly, though. I think that she has a claim. She has a definite claim. She has two HOH wins. Mm-hmm. She's in a powerful alliance. Like, regardless if it's true feelings or not, she's in a very good, strong alliance with someone who's keeping her safe, and she's keeping someone else safe. You know, Mickey may have not had Holly and Mickey not been together or not been at each other's sides. Mm-hmm. Neither of them may have survived this long.
Yeah.
So I really, I don't think you can say Mickey without Holly because Holly's actually played a lot stronger game in terms of like, you know, if it's Mickey and Holly at the end, Christy's voting for Holly.
Everyone's voting for Holly.
Yeah. You know,
Mickey's
not going to win. Like this is what this is what I said with
that will be vindication for what we're going to talk about later. Okay,
this is what I said with Tyler and Angela last season. Remember when Angela was evicted because it was exposed that Tyler and Angela were like too close and had too much of a showmance? I had this theory that I don't know if this was the right move, but I had this theory that Tyler secretly exposed the showmance in order for everybody else to get Angela out because he knew that he wasn't going to win sitting next to Angela. He knew, like, taking Angela to the end wasn't a smart decision because it would... He exposed the showmance because he wanted to get rid of Angela to not paint a target on his back for being a showmance.
Right.
Yeah.
So Mickey, I think, could have done some of the same thing because he... You know he's not going to win next to Holly, so maybe he can paint a target on Holly's back in a subtle way to get her out of the house.
Yeah.
Which he won't do.
Yeah, I don't see him doing
that. That's a really good theory. I mean, seriously, I think that that's something. But I think that that will tie into what we're going to talk about with their drama.
But one thing I just want to insert. Simone Francois
in chat said, Jackson is giving me Paul A. Phils. Played a great game, but I could see so many people in the jury being very bitter toward him.
That's a good,
and I agree.
Yeah, that's a good theory, too. Yeah. Because here's the thing.
You have to have jury management.
With Mickey, though, I mean, it's not like, I mean, yes, he is getting those people out. I do feel like he's not doing as terrible of a job as like Paul. I mean, Paul did a horrible job of managing the jury, and a lot of people did.
That's true.
But Mickey, at least, what I respect about Mickey is that he does say, you know, even if he is lying about it, he does like say, like he told Jess that she was a big competitor, even though that
mental player,
totally could be a lie. But at least he's trying to compliment her.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I mean, like, it's not like he's being like, "You suck. I just want to get you out." Like, it's not. It comes from, I feel like he believes the stuff that he says. Yeah. I don't think that I think he's an honest player.
But that's what Paul did too, right? I think the reason Paul messed up the jury was that he made everybody feel like he was their best friend.
Well, he did, but then he stabbed him in the back.
He didn't own it. That was Paul's thing. He's like, yeah, so I did this, and I used you, and that way you used you, haha. And
it was in a very insincere way. Yes. Yeah. And I think Mickey is a sincere person.
Mickey's
he is who he is.
He's like Paul with a drop of Cody, right?
Yeah.
he has a whole lot of Cody.
He has candid nature of Cody with the game strategy of Paul.
Yeah, and stop saying yes, ma'am. Like, it's enough.
Yes, ma'am.
That's enough. That.
That's a southern thing.
Interesting, but
it's enough.
It's interesting.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Also,
yes, ma'am.
Mickey, if you're a true southerner, you need to take your hat off inside and don't put your feet on the furniture.
Yeah. Take your hat up when you're talking to Julie.
Yeah. Be a gentleman.
Be a gentleman.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Hey, Julie. I'd like to have
Okay, stop doing your sex voice. Ew. Oh my
it's more like French fried potato. It's more like Sling Blade is my sex
ever
voice.
Since
his
I
level
saw
of excitement though in that what you're saying was creepy. Yeah. It was like, I'm gonna go vote. It was just like,
I know.
I was like, oh, you smile like that. That was
ever
hard.
Since
that
I
was
said
hard.
The word crammed, you've been like all sex voicey.
Cram.
What is happening?
Christy also, when she got evicted, told Julie that she didn't think that getting her out was best for Nicole's game. I know we touched on this a little bit, but let's expound on this because I was talking to Charles about this before the show. I think that she was not that they should have targeted Tommy because I think Tommy is a stronger player. And mm-hmm. I was talking to, I was in like a Twitter thing talking a debate about this too. And I think that Tommy plays very stealthily. And I think he's too stealthy for me. Like Christy, I can see her game from like a mile away and I can see what she's doing. But Tommy is so under everyone's radar and no one's even thinking about him.
Right.
It doesn't seem like they probably, I mean, I swear they're only putting him on the block because he was close with Christy. I don't think there was any other reason. Yeah. Or a duo or because they're a duo together.
Yeah.
It was never Tommy was a pawn. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, 100%. And because everyone thinks he's so likable and they like him in the house. Christy is so much of a bigger target and will always be a target. She's always going to be a shield for someone.
Well, not only is she a target, she's bad at comps. Mm-hmm. Like, she just doesn't win. However, I will say that, but then she literally almost won the veto to take herself off the block. She switched her answer at the last minute. Remember the true and false? She was tied with Cliff.
Oh, yeah.
And then she switched it to true.
Mm-hmm.
And then she last second put it to false, which gave her the loss, which led to her leaving the Big Brother house.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's not good at comps, so I think that she was the decision. She should have stayed in the house.
She should have.
Yes.
Yeah, Tommy is up there. Like, when he wants to win,
but
he
But and I get, like, vetoes. That. I get that feel of just, like, finally, because, you know, I've wanted her out for a minute. You know, I've expressed it.
Yeah, so that's
so it's like, it's one of those, like, finally, like, confronts. She's like a nine live cat. Like, she has just, like, resurrected over and over and time again.
Yeah.
So, Michael Garcia in our chat, I think he's referring to me. She doesn't think that Jackson is a bad player. Girl, what Big Brother are you watching? Or a bad person? He is a bad person. We have not addressed. I have a very large opinion. So just stay tuned,
just
Michael.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, because I'm saying, like, as far as I think that I'm not going to discredit his gameplay, even though he's a bad person. Jack was a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
needed to go.
Yeah.
I was talking to Fox Van Allen. That's who I was having it. That's
Fox
who I was
Van
having.
Allen. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Fox Van Allen.
He hosts Big Brother. He hosts Big Brothers. the Big Brothers podcast.
He toasts it?
Yes, he toasts
weird.
It.
Weird. With his brother. Okay, another point, sorry. And just last thing I'll say about Tommy Christie thing, if they would have kept Christie, I think that they could have justified getting Tommy out by saying he was a strong player. And then they really could have said, okay, Christie, you were a pawn. Like, now your duty to us is null and void. We can fight it out. And that could calm her down a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then that would ease her bitterness because you know she's not winning anything.
But let's be clear.
And then
clear.
They could get her out because she's a solid fifth. Because she said to them, she said, I will gladly take fifth or sixth place. They could justify. They said, okay, we brought you to fifth place. Mm-hmm. Let's fight it out now. And if she loses, yeah. she loses. And she's not bitter.
This is the problem with Christie and why she keeps... This is the conundrum that she keeps putting herself in because she opens her mouth too much. And so when you say, like, oh, I'm working with them, and they're like, I'm going to target them, and now you're trying to make secret deals to flip on the people that you're working with, there's always suspicion. She's always up to her antics in a non-strategic way. Sure, you want to go after Mickey, just tell Tommy, but you're trying to like plot this whole thing that they find out about, and it's like, this is why we should have got her out in the first place. Yeah. So she is her own demise, in my opinion.
She is her own demise, but it still doesn't negate the fact that she is for sure someone that people will be targeting and will need to get out because she is such a vocal, you know, look at me type player. Mm-hmm. You know, and
she wears her heart on her
yes
sleeve.
And Tommy is way mm-hmm. more, way smarter, way more under the radar. That scares me as like just as a viewer, like as yeah. not even that. Anyway, I do yeah. want to ask you guys before, because we mentioned this deal that Christie made to be a pawn with Mickey and Holly, and she has said over and above and beyond you know how she did end up, like, as much as unhappy she was about right. being a pawn, she ended up going through with it. Mm-hmm. And then she kept saying, my contract with them choice. Is null and void. Yeah. So I wanted to ask you guys, because I really don't know the answer to this. Mm-hmm. How long does a deal in Big Brother last? Is she right in that her deal with them is done?
Now, yeah.
Charles is inaudibly shaking
yes.
his head.
Yes.
Yeah, the first
sure.
week, no, because it was the prankster that put her up. So yeah. she was so delusional.
She was right there. But she was right. Like, if it was a prankster putting you up, mm-hmm. like, she was like, oh, wait, no. You're right.
Yeah,
right. Sorry,
like
sorry.
The first week, it was the prankster. Right. So, but she kept saying, like, oh, I did my duty. I did it. And they're like, no.
But smart of her. You mean, you got to kind of respect that. I mean, you have to say that. But, you can't yeah. just be like, well, since the prankster put me up, you can use me as a pawn next week. So, like, hell no.
Yeah. But these are the self-demise things I'm speaking of, because now you're alert. You're putting off red flags
she
and people that you just.
Hard.
Yeah, she pushed too hard on that concept. So they were like, should we get her out that week? You know, so.
Yeah. She wasn't a team player about it either.
No.
Like, she just wasn't. She was just being like, it was never. She never wanted to actually do it.
No, she should have been out of the house that week. Yeah. And they literally saved her by the hair of her chin. And then she's like, oh, well, do I
her
have
chinny
to?
Chin,
oh,
chin.
Me? Oh my God. The face is always in my head of her in the shower.
In the shower.
What?
You're right. Part of me respected it, though. Part of me respected it, because you never know. Like, if you approach Mickey and Holly and you're like, I'm glad that, like, you know, I'm put up on the pawn, you don't know what they're going to say. They could have been like, yeah, like, you were a pawn, because they did tell her. They might have told her. They kind of messed up. They told her a little too soon that she was going to be the pawn that week, because then she ended up being...
Holly messed up.
Yeah, they told her a little too soon, but... I mean, I don't knock Christie for trying to pawn that off
right.
as the pawn.
Because she strategically used her mouth and her conversation.
And then I don't think...
this whole season.
And I don't knock her for being surprised for being put up on the pawn when she was in the shower. Because throughout the game, I never think it's a good idea to say you're okay being a pawn.
Right.
I always think you should always say, no, I don't want to be a pawn. Right. I don't want to be a pawn. It worked out with Cliff, but he absolutely knew he had the votes. But
it did not work out with Sis, and she was the most confident. She drove me crazy.
She was
totally
fine.
Just throw me up. Everyone loves me. Nobody will vote me. I just put me up. I'll lose. I'll throw the comp to you. Yeah. No one's gonna. I was like, girl, you are not playing Big Brother.
Never say to anybody it's okay for you to be a pawn, because
pawns
the moment you do, that gives you their permission. And you know, like, if Christie was mad that she was gonna be a pawn, you know that next week if you're gonna use her a pawn again, she's gonna come after you.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, do I want to deal with that drama?
Right.
Someone who's easy, it's just like, throw up.
Christie, I'm gonna miss her though.
Oh, man. All right, you guys, let's
get
into...
I got enough prize for the season.
I mean, I don't know. She.
I love how, like, the episode, like, two episodes after, and she was like, because back when America voted for me, wait, I can't. America
hates me.
Three weeks later.
Where's Rachel? We need her to do our impression.
Every time I think about it, I don't know.
All right, so let's get to this Mickey and Holly drama. I don't want to spend too much time on this because it's, like, ridiculous, but and it's not Love Island, it's Big Brother. Okay, so let me just paraphrase this. Mm-hmm. So basically the majority of the episode last night was about this Mickey and Holly drama. And basically what happened was, and I had to like rewind this three times because I was like, this cannot be this stupid. But anyway, I digress. Stupid. So Holly's talking about doing a live stream Q&A session with everyone so that they and America can share some more insight. And I guess like insight on each other. And I guess Mickey thought that was a really awful idea. And Holly wanting to start this live Q&A last Friday before Labor Day weekend was even more appalling to him.
What's like what? I don't know.
So like, I don't know why that was a big deal. Then he completely ignores her. She calls him an asshole in front of some of the other house guests, which really throws him into a tizzy. They get into a fight, and Mickey basically breaks off things. Holly cries, blah, blah, blah. Like, Holly cries, and then the kicker was that Mickey then, like, kisses a photo of his mother and said,
"That was
I love
psychotic."
You. And then he's like, "I love you, Mom." And then walked out.
I love you, Mom.
So what do you guys make of all this crap? Like, I just don't... It was three-fourths of the episode.
I have a spicy take.
Okay.
I was on Mickey's side at the very beginning when Holly got mad at him. Because Holly, like... Because when Nicole and Holly and Mickey were discussing the hot takes with Holly or whatever in the head of household room...
Wait, that's like, what it was called?
It was something. Mm-hmm. But when they were discussing this whole thing, Mickey was saying, well, I don't want to... I feel like that's private. Like, I don't want to share that. But he never told her not to do it. And then he kind of was a little bit aggressive when he said, don't do it on Friday. But Holly, I feel like this was maybe the straw that broke the camel's back, because I feel like Mickey tried to control Holly in so many ways prior to this, and then he did it one too many times, and she just kind of broke in that moment. I feel like she might have overreacted and overstepped a little bit, but then the way that Mickey responded was way too much. Like, I was, like, almost yelling at the TV. I was like, Mickey, you're a jerk. Like, what are you doing? So at the beginning, I was kind of on Mickey's side, but then, like, Holly is literally in an emotional state. She's not herself. She feels bad. She's like, the game is getting to her, and you, Mickey, you're just abandoning her. I thought it was kind of heartless.
Yes.
Go ahead. Okay.
Girl. I was letting you develop your thoughts. Yeah. I looked over and I was like, I'm going to talk for a few more seconds.
I was just was waiting.
Let me just get my seatbelt on.
Right. Okay. So here's the deal. It's all about personalities and characteristics. Mickey is a militant man, and I'm speaking from knowledge, I'm speaking from experience. People like that are highly stubborn. They're focused on the goal, and they have lack of emotion and also lack of empathy for others. Their controlling nature doesn't allow for them to recognize when they're doing something that offends someone else. So as you pointed out, which is 100% correct, Mickey's this bad quality within him has been there all season. He's condemned and kind of spoke in a condemnation and condescending way to most of the people in the house, but most importantly to Holly. And on many occasions, he's made her feel like that. We've seen it roll out over the time, and she just kind of like sits there and kind of takes it. And one particular episode of it was when... Well, I'm not going to go into the weeds, but you know, I can bring up pretty you know, several examples, but I'm not going to go into the weeds. But so he has been like that, and by the way, he did that in front of other people, you know, so it's not like he's only talking that way to her. It was to a point where she felt like everything she was saying, he was like, well, no, there's something wrong with just everything. So I could not be on Mickey's side from the beginning, because I saw Holly's side. I'm like, she's just trying to like do something funny. He always has something to say. He always has an opinion. Yeah. Always has to be his way and not hers. Mm-hmm. So what happens is, as women, we try to understand the way that the you know, adjust to how that man, that type of personality operates, and we suppress how we actually feel, because, you know, if we talk too much, it's like women are crazy, women are emotional, women are so we just be like, okay, we're just gonna tolerate it, we're just gonna tolerate it. We're not gonna say something. And what happens is it presses down to the point where you have to say something, because you're literally dying inside, you're literally a shrinking violet. She said something to him in a, you know, it wasn't, I mean, when she said like, oh, okay, in the room, that wasn't offensive. And he just like shut down. And she was trying to just open up and say, this is how I feel. This is how you make me feel. And he's like, well, I'm sorry that you feel that way. Well, I don't know what you want from me. Well, I can't, apparently I can't. And then the man gets so defensive because he's trying to think of all the things that he thinks that he's done that's so wonderful that justifies how you made her feel in that moment. And then the worst quality with someone who is disciplined and stubborn and militant in that way is that they are cold-hearted. The way that shutdown that broke all of our hearts watching it is how they operate. And it's something that is, it's like, what do you do? So as a woman, we have our opinion and we want to stand in that moment of that opinion, but then we see the reaction and then our nature now has to change, and now we have to be subtle and be like, hey, you know, I'm so sorry that I offended you. So we're now apologizing for our actions and never ever able to address the reason that you hurt us in the first place. And then the cycle continues. So now she's thinking in her head, moving forward, I want this man in my life, but now I can't say how I feel. I have to walk on eggshells, and she's gonna slowly die on the inside.
Yeah, what made me angry was,
that's just facts. Ladies, if you're in the chat, if you agree, please let me know.
Ladies, what made me pissed off was, like, by the end of it all, Holly felt like she needed to apologize.
Exactly,
and she ended up thing, apologizing.
Yeah,
another thing was like, also, if you ever want to apologize, to say I'm sorry that you feel that way, it's not an apology. That's such a cop-out, because I'm sorry and I'm sorry that you feel that way are totally different things. Totally. Also, Mickey said, like, he was like, all my ex-girlfriends tell me that. Mm-hmm. When she was like, you're an asshole. He's like, you sound like all my ex-girlfriends. Yeah. I'm thinking, like, well, maybe if every other girlfriend you've had says it, maybe it's true.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe there's something to it. Maybe you should look in the mirror. That freaking mirror.
Exactly.
I was like, don't say that every other girlfriend has said you're an asshole, because mm-hmm. that just means you're probably an asshole.
Yeah. Right.
It was funny.
And yeah, and it's always like women, like, if we bring in baggage of like our old relationships, like, well, my ex did this, like, But men do carry it too. So there has to be just recognition to this type of behavior. And, you know, they're not gonna find
contrition in the Big Brother house. It's not gonna be
contrition.
I
know her. I would just call it contrition.
But I mean, it's like they're just so, like, they're so embedded into this game, and they're so reliant on each other that it's almost like neither of them can see straight. And I think that in the end, they ultimately do obviously truly care about each other. But Nikki is. Like, going back to what I said, and this is in no way defending him, but, like, the fact that he is, I think that he just believes everything that he does, and that he, like, mm-hmm. I think
convicted.
I think that he thinks that he's so convinced that how great he is and all the things that he's done for Holly. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think any of that is, and not that that was ever in question, really, but, like, he's doing all this because he's reacting that way because of the fact that he thinks that whatever he's doing is benefiting her, and she's just not seeing it. When the truth is that he's not looking for her best interest. He mm-hmm. obviously, as we've seen in the diary room, all that he does is talk about himself and how he's going to win. There's only confetti can only fly for one of us, right. Or whatever he always says, you know? So
only one of us is seeing confetti.
On that
That's
note,
true. And just because off of that, doing something for someone in a certain capacity does not justify them feeling hurt by something else that you did. And for some reason, he combines it all together and cannot isolate to see her feelings in the matter. And that part is what sucks.
Yeah,
and it's just like
angry.
Jeff and Jordan. I'm sorry. I can name, like, this personality trait. I could give so many examples. Jeff did this to Jordan. The only difference is that Jordan was a weaker you know, she wasn't as strong as a, you know, woman. She was just like, okay, yes, you're right, and she apologized. But Holly has a stronger personality, and I'm glad that she finally said something, because I know that it was killing her on the inside.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which is why she said she didn't regret it.
Right, exactly. All right, you guys, let's move on to our news and gossip segment after all that.
I just changed someone's life. I know.
Are you guys?
that was therapy. It's real. Somebody needed to hear that.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Listen, seriously, it's true. All right, so tonight's news and gossip comes from Dominic Platten and a Deadline exclusive that states that Big Brother will return for a landmark 22nd season and that Julie Chen Moonves will stay put as host. Isn't that crazy? According to the article, Julie has inked a new deal with CBS to front the next season. And let's face it, there is no Big Brother without Julie Chen.
Yeah.
And you can check my tweet for that.
And you know, I think it's so cool how Julie freezes her body in between seasons of Big Brother so she looks the exact same. Really
she's ageless. She really is.
Yeah. I love how she gets more comfortable each season. Like, she does. You can finally start seeing her personality more, which is nice. Up. Yeah. Nice.
She made it adamantly clear to the network and Big Brother executives that she wanted to continue as host. While this news is not surprising to many, did you guys think there was ever a question that maybe this something was...
Well, personally, I thought I was in the running toward hosting Big Brother. I thought it was maybe a little bit of a stab in the back from CBS. I thought that I was really gunning for the position. No, I think it's not. I don't think it's a surprise at all. Like, Julie is a staple of Big Brother. Every season, she gets more fans, and the iconic interviews with Julie after you get evicted from the Big Brother house are legendary, and I couldn't imagine a world where Julie wasn't hosting Big Brother.
Oh, I couldn't either. It just gets better and better. Like I said, when she starts to loosen up, I love it. And then a couple of years ago when she started to add like the shade and the questions and like keeping it real, and I love that part too.
Who do you think would host Big Brother if she were to leave?
Ross
Matthews would be good.
He'd be good.
Yeah,
it's got to be someone. It's got to be someone though that has less person. Like, yeah. I mean, not that Julie doesn't have personality, but like that.
She's an anchor. Like, she's a journalist.
You need a news personality, I think, in that role because like she can't say anything.
Her face.
Like, Ross Matthews would be like, I don't know what happened to Julie. Like,
I like that.
Yes,
phone.
I know.
You would like it.
That, like, you need someone like a Katie Couric. Like Katie Couric could do it or something.
Yeah, and Ross is like for an after show.
Yes, absolutely.
Or like after interview.
What's more interesting about this news is
Larry King.
He may not be alive to do it. What's interesting about this that there's no official word whether Celebrity Big Brother will also be back. And it sounds like that might be dead. But,
really?
Yeah. Ben,
that's a
because
surprise.
Well, also
oh, to
because
find the celebrities.
Like the third season of it. Well, I don't know about that.
Left.
Oh, yeah, there's no more. But also
just
that
bring them out the White House.
It was not a part of the package deal that she just like.
So okay, so, oh, I see.
I mean, well, it could come back, but it may. It sounds like it's dead.
I have a comment about that. Good for her. Package this thing up. Get your money, girl, in this situation. And then when the Celebrity Big Brother, it really depends on who the celebrities are.
Yeah.
How much they're paying them.
Yeah.
And then say, okay, this is what I negotiate. Therefore, you're not locked in. If you get someone so big that the ratings are going to be amazing, and
that's
then she shortchanged herself over the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I'm
also,
not going to be paid, you know, minimum wage if we get
Kim
Kardashian in there.
She had to take a pay cut in the previous one.
Yeah. Also, All Stars. I mean, they could do a season of All Stars. There might be maybe over the Big Brother Over the Top the next season.
Do y'all remember the February one that they had the love episode? It was like, goodness, in between maybe like season 5 and 8.
No.
And they had a February edition. It was all like couples in the house, but it was like exes or something. It was very interesting, but it was
short
Big Brother. Yeah, it was Big Brother.
Shortened season.
It was in February, and there were couples, and it was like the theme was like love in the house.
I don't remember that.
We've been through a lot, Big Brother.
Oh, yes.
All right, you guys, let's get to our predictions real quick.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh my god,
we're back. All right, so guys, what happens next? What's the fallout from all this? Like, who do you want to see win HOH?
Oh my god! I think that, oh god.
Well,
I don't know. I was gonna say Tommy's the next to go.
Yeah.
But I think that maybe a fire has been lit under his butt, and I've never seen him play with such motivation to win. So now that he has, like, insane motivation to win this next HOH, he could pull it out, depending on the type of competition it is.
I agree.
But if I want to really predict, I think Tommy's going home.
Okay.
Sorry.
You just took us up and you brought us down.
Well, yeah. I was gonna say it with total conviction. Tommy was gonna go home, but he's the strongest competitor behind Mickey.
Yeah. Who do I want? So I actually like the twist. So I wanna recant what I said earlier. I don't want Mickey to win. I want for Mickey to get to the final two with Holly, and because of his disdain, her to win. That would be epic. That would be vindication. That would be everything. So, with that being said, I want Holly to win this next HOH. And I just want them to keep the power, honestly.
Well, I mean, they might. I think Tommy's going to win. And I think it would be interesting to see, I mean, just to see how Mickey and Holly would react. I mean, it's that time. It's crunch time. So
If
Tommy won HOH, he's going to put Mickey and Holly in the block, no doubt. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to see, even though that's interesting, too, because I'd like to, but I just would like
but
to see what would happen.
Do you think so? And yeah. And back to when he was HOH in the past, he targeted the two personalities that were like, oh, you look, you know, mm-hmm. you're friends with people. He targeted people that were like him. So honestly, I feel like Nicole and Cliff.
I mean,
be
listen,
his target.
Nicole put him up, so he could easily do like Mickey and Nicole. But I think that it'll be Mickey and Holly. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys, that's it. That's it for us.
Oh my gosh!
Can you believe it? It's
that went so
there's
fast.
There's only three more after shows left until
the wife.
Until these people. Then one of these people walks out to confetti, as Mickey would say.
God. Oh my god! If it's Nicole, y'all. If it's Cliff Hogg. Oh, Sharon.
Oh,
wait
can
for
I
Cliff.
Just say
Sharon.
I feel so bad? Nicole didn't get her week.
No, she
She's
did.
She's gonna get her picture.
I know, but she deserved that. Girl deserved a whole month in
Cliff.
The HOH room.
All right, guys, tune in next Thursday for another after show following the live eviction. And if you want even more Big Brother 21 coverage, be sure to check out Big Brother Daily with our very own Rachel Swindler every Monday through Thursday until the end of the season right here on AfterBuzz TV. Time to say our goodbyes. Jess, take it away.
Adios, Jessica. No.
Hola,
Jessica. This was amazing. This was a good. This was packed full. What am I saying? I'm saying goodbye. Bye.
Oh, bye. I'm the Hawk Father. You can find me at Charles Conley. Love you all. Mwah.
And until next time, I'm Bryce Advice. Bryce Advice. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Bryce Advice from outside the Big Brother house and inside AfterBuzz Studios. Good night.
Bye. I didn't even say it.
Thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.